Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's top doctor, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, is urging Congress to put a warning on social media because of the harm those sites are doing to adolescent and teenage mental health.
In an op-ed in the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy writes, a Surgeon General's warning label, which requires congressional action, would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proved safe. He says that similar labels that were put on tobacco products help dramatically reduce their usage.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved his country's war cabinet, the body tasked with steering the war in Gaza. The move follows opposition leader Benny Gantz's resignation from the cabinet earlier this month. A heat dome is going to be sitting over the northeastern quarter of the country this week. Temperatures in the 90s with humidity feeling like triple digits from Iowa through Vermont. The weather, including heavy winds, helping fuel at least a dozen wildfires in the state of California. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are turning up the pressure on the U.S. Secret Service to move the Republican National Convention protest zone farther away from Fiserv Forum. Senator Ron Johnson on WYSN-TV's Up Front.
I'm concerned about outside agitators being bussed in and then being put in a protest zone, you know, literally right next to where convention goers are going to be passing by, you know, a block away from the convention site. That needs to be moved.
The Republican National Convention is July 15th through the 18th in Milwaukee. The world's largest tubing festival was held over the weekend in Wisconsin. The Fat Far in Chippewa Falls celebrated 35 years this year. Thousands of people take their tubes, kayaks, and canoes down the Chippewa River every Father's Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A man is suspected of driving while intoxicated after driving a UTV into a military tank over the weekend. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Office, the man allegedly drove his UTV off of the roadway in Mondovi, hitting multiple signs before crashing into the tank. Investigators said both speed and alcohol were likely factors in the crash. The man was the only person inside the UTV and refused medical help. He is being recommended for operating a UTV under the influence of an intoxicant. The La Crosse School District is holding two more virtual information sessions about its upcoming fall referendum after holding four of them earlier this spring. The district is asking for $53.5 million to consolidate four elementary school buildings into two locations. District officials said that the main concern brought up by residents so far is the cost of the plan. The meetings are being held tomorrow from 6 until 7 p.m. and again on July 17th. More information is available online. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers with another series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers win a thriller 5-4 before a sold-out AmFam Field on Father's Day. It's the eighth time in a row the Brewers have beat the Reds in a series. Willie Adames with another dramatic home run in the sixth to take the lead on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Contreras at second, Yelich at first. And Adames in the center field. He is watching. This one is back.
Really thought they were going to attack me with the fastball because last time I faced him, he was throwing me a lot of fastballs in. So I just tried to get a pitch closer to me and, you know, I wasn't looking for it, but I recognized it and, you know, put the barrel on it.
That's Willie Adames. The crew in Anaheim tonight to take on the Angels. In golf, Bryson DeChambeau held on to win his second U.S. Open by beating Rory McIlroy.
I was a little lucky. Rory didn't make a couple putts that he could have coming in. I had an amazing up and down in the last. It's a dream come true.
That's Bryson DeChambeau. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, we only drop to 75. South winds over 20 miles per hour. For your Tuesday, still breezy, sunny, and hot with a high near 92. Tuesday night, more storms.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
There's no stopping us now, now that we've found our way. There's no stopping us now, our love is here to stay. Foolishly we've been apart, breaking each other's heart. Stubbornness and foolish pride caused us to push love aside.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And I'm really excited to bring my next guest before you in Civic Media audience. You know, I met him two weeks ago, at the State Democratic Convention in Milwaukee. And I couldn't help, as all the other presenters were there, Civic Media was there, and I was there representing Civic Media along with another member of our radio station. And I kept watching all the people gather at his table. He may not have noticed this because there were so many people. And I went over and I reached out to him and I saw all these things that he had on the table. And man, he had a lot. And I asked him, I said, you know, I introduced myself and we had a short chat. And I said, well, sir, can I get you to come on the radio? Because it is critically important that people with your message gets disseminated throughout our state. And he accepted the invitation and he is here. Is Mr. Reed McCollum, and he is with Progressive Turnout Project. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing really well on this fine Monday Motown morning. I appreciate you so much for reaching out, and it was a pleasure to meet you at the convention, and I'm very excited to talk about our work on your show.
Let's talk a little bit about you. Who is Reed McCollum?
Well, I am one like millions across the country that really got involved after the Orange Man won back in 2016. So I live outside of Chicago and volunteered for 5 years. We helped flip a congressional district, much like some of the suburban areas around Milwaukee that had previously been more Republican leaning, and we made it blue. So I did a lot of that, and I founded an organization that's now part of Progressive Turnout Project, which is Postcards to Swing States. And that started in my garage in the Chicago suburbs in 2019. And we've now had folks write 52 million handwritten postcards to boost Democratic turnout. But I started working for Progressive Turnout Project, and now I'm our program outreach director in 2021. So I get to work with folks in across the state of Wisconsin and other sort of vital states about the work that we do to boost Democratic turnout. So I'm in this fight because I have two daughters that just turned, they're about to turn 10 and 12. and the stakes are so high. So I'm very excited to be able to spend all my time working to help fight for what matters. Before that, I used to sell widgets for 15 years, industrial supply distribution. So
Progressive Turnout Project, how long has it been in existence and its origin?
Yeah, so Progressive Turnout Project has been around for about 8 years. It started actually in the Chicago area, really born out of frustration that so much money just gets spent on TV ads and not enough investment in having actual face-to-face real conversations with voters. So as an organization, it's the largest what's called direct turnout, direct voter turnout organization, which means that we raise money from small dollar contributors all over the country, and then we put that money into getting the vote out for Democrats. So we're going to spend about $30 million this year in key states like Wisconsin through our core programs, which include a great door-to-door canvassing program that's a paid opportunity, our postcards program, a tactic called paid relational organizing, and then in some states we even have folks working on campaigns during the final get out the vote time frame, knocking doors.
Excuse me. So let's talk about the postcard and what that entails.
So we mail free postcards to volunteers and grassroots groups all over the country. So we started that program this year as early as the beginning of May. And the volunteers, with the postcards, we send voter lists and instructions that have message options. So they don't have to come up with what to say. They pick from one of the message options, which are proved to be effective by a lot of research that we've done. And they have all the way until October to write those postcards. The volunteers need to provide the postage stamps, so that's definitely a financial commitment on their end. And then they mail them to voters. So we're doing 26 million postcards across the entire country this year. And then in Wisconsin, it's about 1 million postcards to help get out the vote.
And so the volunteer, how are they guided in what to write, what to present on that postcard?
So we mail with the postcards instructions, and there are three message options, which are all very short. They're about 30 to 35 words, and they talk about the voting process. So they encourage folks to vote, making a plan to vote, remind friends and family to vote, and that's because it's the most effective tactic to boost turnout. We're sending those postcards to people that, if they vote, are extremely likely to vote for Democratic candidates up and down the ballot. So we focus on messages that highlight, what it takes to win, which is to vote.
So when you guys, how long has Progressive Turnout Project been in existence? You said about 8 years?
Progressive Turnout Project has been around 8 years. The postcard program started in 2020.
So let me, when... And they go to people who are more than likely to vote, right?
Yeah. Well, the people that we mail the postcards to, it's a wide range in terms of how likely they are to vote, but it's people that are registered to vote, but not guaranteed to turn out and vote. So a lot of them might sit out the election if we don't nudge them to vote.
So as I've gone on your website, it says our mission, turnout experts. We're the largest voter tech organization in the country using research-backed tactics to rally voters. Let's talk about this election, sir. Mm-hmm. And you've been in a few elections, but this one especially. How motivated are you guys this time around? I'm sure you're motivated every time, but especially now.
Well, I mean, it is a cliche that the next election is the most important election of our lifetimes, but it's rare that we say that it might be the last election of our lifetimes if we don't win it. So, I mean, I think I couldn't be more motivated because of the stakes. I think the data show that the two motivations for folks are really anger and enthusiasm. And I'm still as mad as I could be about what Republicans have done in Wisconsin and across the country when they have power. And I'm as optimistic as I could be that if we do the work that we're going to win this thing. It just takes hard work, and it's going to be close.
So let me ask you, I mean, it is a presidential election, and sometimes because it's a presidential election, you know, people forget about, you know, the other branches of government, and they forget about, you know, how critically important, you know, the Senate and the congressional elections are this year. There's a good chance that Democrats could lose the Senate.
Yeah.
And we don't hear anybody talking about that. For the most part, it's Joe Biden and Donald Trump. How are you guys focused on that? Because again, people aren't focused so much on no Senate. One seat. If the Democrats lose one seat, you know, the Senate could flip.
Yeah. Well, in terms of our programs, we're focused on both the key swing states and states that have really crucial Senate races and even House races across right. the country. So, you know, there are states like Ohio, for example, has a very competitive Senate race, but it's probably not going to be a state that Biden will win. But in Wisconsin, you have, you know, Tommy Baldwin on the ballot, who is one of the most popular senators. So it is both one of the key states to reelect the president and the vice president, but also to have Senator Tammy Baldwin, you know, back in the Senate representing the state of Wisconsin. So, you know, I think in terms of our programs across the country, we don't just focus on the key presidential swing states, but the Senate as well, to your point, because we have to control the Senate to be able to pass the policy platform to, you know, make sure that we can fight for working families.
So do you find that people aren't really tuned in? It's still too early for the most part. You know, people are enjoying the summer. Summer's just gotten here. And in many instances, don't want to be bogged down with politics. Oh, I mean politics. And so is it hard to try to get them motivated?
I would say that for a lot of the volunteers that are core to getting out the vote, people are very fired up and engaged. For the coalition of voters that we need to make sure that we win all of these races and elect Democrats across the state of Wisconsin, people have busy lives. They're focused on their day-to-day, their jobs. You know, it is more than most people want to do to spend all their time following politics. So I think one of the reasons I'm so optimistic is that the message that Democrats are the ones fighting for families that will bring down costs of living, and that, you know, if we elect the orange guy back to the White House, you know, the policies that he has in store are going to make people's everyday expenses increase because he's focused on, you know, himself and, you know, his rich friends, and, you know, it's going to hurt working families. So, you know, I'm optimistic because we're going to get that message out.
You know, 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I'm joined by Progressive Turnout Project's own Mr. Reed McCallum. You can join us at 844-967-2789. This is the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK in Waukesha.
There's no stopping us now. Together we found the way. Never again shall foolish pride keep us apart. Never again shall stubbornness break our hearts. There's no stopping us.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Mr. Reed McCollum. He is with Progressive Turnout Forward Project. Mr. McCollum, all of these volunteers, how do you, you know, to mobilize and to get people to volunteer, that's not an easy undertaking, is it? What is the process that you go through? Because you guys, the only way you can be successful is through the volunteer network.
For the postcard program, you know, what we found is actually that it is the gateway to activism, that it spreads by word of mouth, and that grassroots groups and individuals across the country that want to do something to help. It's one of the easiest things that folks can do. They can write a few postcards a day. They gather with friends, have little postcard parties. And because we start in May, they can be doing it over the course of the year. So it's actually been fairly easy. I think it is much more challenging to mobilize folks to do things like door-to-door canvassing, which is extremely important. So that's one reason for that program. We recruit people and pay them to do that work in their communities.
You know, it's there's this constant, you know, conversation about Generation Zs and millennials and whether or not they are going to be engaged, and many of them who don't like Biden or President Trump, President Biden or former President Donald Trump. How are you connecting with, and Generation X and Generation Zs and millennials and Generation Zs are just so critically important to all of this. How are you tuned in and how do you tap into them?
Oh, that's such an important question. There are young people in Gen Z that are passionate about making sure that we reelect Democrats because they understand the stakes for the issues that they care about,
right?
For the climate crisis, for gun violence prevention, a cost of education in this country, and I think empowering them and helping them. You know, get out there and do that work. And that does not mean that they have to be, fully satisfied with what the Biden administration has been able to do thus far. But they understand the difference between what we're fighting for in terms of progress and the giant steps back that we'll have with the other side. So, you know, our paid program on the doors is a game changer there because it's flexible. And for a lot of young folks, they don't have the ability to spend, you know, dozens of hours of their own time as volunteers. But if we can make it accessible and pay them to help be involved in that work, and then just supporting the efforts that they're already doing in their communities to be the messengers to other members of Gen Z.
So you're in Illinois. The fact that Wisconsin, right next door to you, And I think sometimes, I don't know if even the people in Wisconsin know how critically important a state we are. I can tell you that the National Democratic Party knows, and right. and Republicans know as well. What are you seeing? And why is Wisconsin, you know, almost ground zero for all of this?
Well, I mean, Wisconsin's been ground zero since 2010, if not before. Can see the policies of, you know, Scott Walker and how much better things can be when Democrats, you know, hopefully take over the state assembly this year with the new maps. But there's no state that's more important for really everything in terms of reelecting President Biden, and then just making sure that the super close elections that we've had in Wisconsin and across the country, you know, we've been able to win those, and we have to continue to win them. And you know, I think it all is going to end in Wisconsin on November 5th.
So the Democrats have won and continue to win when they win because of the ground game. And Republicans are very much aware of the fact that Democrats have this tremendous ground game. As a matter of fact, they point to it as cheating. You know, and the fact that you guys are organized in a manner that you're organized, are you concerned at all? Because I know Republicans are looking to try to replicate some of the very things that they try to, you know, stop Democrats from doing in the lies about, you know, Donald Trump, even just the other day. Continue to lie about what is taking place, you know, in the city of Milwaukee and in urban centers across the nation, that, you know, that people are flat out cheating. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, these lies about Democrats cheating.
Well, I mean, as Democrats, when we do the work on the ground and we get our message out there, we win. And, you know, it's much easier to do that when we have the right messages and when we can talk about how Democrats are the ones that are going to bring the cost down that they care about, from healthcare to education to the cost of insulin. So, you know, it's, you know, lies are great on TV. It's about really suppressing enthusiasm when they're lying, is to make people believe that there aren't any politicians working for them and that it doesn't matter and that they shouldn't go out and bother and vote. So, you know, when we put in the work and we show up as humans and have real conversations with our friends and our family, knocking doors, doing phone banks, writing postcards, we can overcome that. And we have, and we have to.
So my guest is Mr. Reed McCollum. You can reach us at 844-967-2789. You know, from this point forward, I would be remiss if I didn't have these types of people on as we move towards the presidential election again and again and again, to remind people of just what's at stake. And, you know, because clearly in this state, you know, it's a purple state. And so the margin is razor thin. And so we're going to continue to bring people like, you know, Reed on to give you some idea of what is taking place that we don't get to see. You know, you guys aren't in lights, right? I mean, there's no light saying, you know, the Progressive Turnout Forward Project is doing the work that they're doing. It takes, you know, having you guys on and letting you tell people about the work that's going on. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Mr. Reed McCollum with Progressive Turnout Forward Project on the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive. Baby, I need your love. To have all your love. Baby, I need your love. To have all your love.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scam artists are calling business owners in Wisconsin pretending to be from the Public Service Commission. The PSC's 800 number even shows up on your caller ID when they call, but it's a scam. Consumer protection professionals say the PSC is a regulatory agency, not a utility company, and they don't call businesses demanding payments. A state Supreme Court ruling last week means local clerks can be flexible about where they put early voting sites. Locations just can't favor one major party or the other. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
They face a lot of difficulties trying to find sites that are available. You know, they're often repurposing a church or a school or a community building.
The court also ruled that early voting vehicles are still banned. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A $50,000 grant was awarded to the City of La Crosse to help fund climate initiatives. The Youth Climate Action Fund is providing the award, which will be used to give smaller grants to young people ages 15 to 24 to support climate projects. Some of the projects that can be supported by the grant money include surveys, public art, awareness campaigns, tree planting, and forming advisory boards. Anybody interested in learning more about the grant program can visit the City's Department of Planning website. Western Technical College is receiving a $2.2 million grant to help towards enrolling students and helping them finish college. The grant, announced by Senator Tammy Baldwin, is to help students working towards a degree in career paths that are in demand in the area. Part of the grant will be used to work with area schools and businesses to create programs that are made for students in smaller communities, helping them find opportunities in pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship roles. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Apple TV did not censor Jon Stewart, so says Jon Stewart. On a recent episode of The Town podcast, Stewart discussed his exit from the show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, after two seasons. Stewart said, when you work for a major corporation, there is no real free speech. You get to do what you want until they think it's going to hurt their beer sales. Stewart is still on TV, however, guest hosting The Daily Show one day a week until the fall election. Luckily for him, The Daily Show viewers are not beer drinkers. The second half of the third season of Bridgerton just dropped on Netflix. The hosts of The View had fun discussing a steamy six-minute sex scene from a recent episode, prompting Joy Behar to refer to her fellow co-hosts as one horny panel. Co-host Sandra Haynes said, "The scene had a physical effect on her," adding, "It takes me places just watching it. I can't be alone. Can't be alone for 6 minutes during R-rated sex scene? That could have been an entry in my high school diary." If I had kept a high school diary. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Weather on the Eagle, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, we only drop to 75. South winds over 20 miles per hour. For your Tuesday, still breezy, sunny, and hot with a high near 92. Tuesday night, more storms.
Currently, 78 degrees.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights 7 till 9.
Oh, Western Union man, send up
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Reed McCallum with the Progressive Turnout Forward Project. Sir, how can people get in touch with you if they want to participate in this?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Earl. For the postcard program, there's a website where they can sign up, and we'll send them the free postcards that they have until October to write. That is turnoutpack.org/postcards. And then if they are interested in learning more about getting paid to knock doors in the fall, and we pay $125 for every door knocking list, that is turnoutpack.org/doors. And we'd love to have more conversations with folks, but we make it easy to sign up and stay in touch to help be part of the good work that we're doing in Wisconsin this fall.
You guys do endorsements.
We do.
Yeah. So you're a one stop shop. And so how would people begin as a candidate? How are you able to, poke and, look under the, the sheet and all those different things? And why is that important?
Well, we're focused on making sure that the Democrats win these elections in the fall. So most of the endorsements and the support that we put into candidates is geared at making sure Democrats defeat Republicans in the general election. We don't do a lot in terms of primaries, so we usually leave it up to voters to decide who the best Democrat is to have on the ballot. And there are some cases where there are very few, but if a Democrat doesn't really represent the Democratic Party or our values, we're not going to support them anyway. But yeah.
So certainly donations help, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So where would people make donations?
Well, if they go to turnoutpack.org, there's a place where they can chip in. I mean, we're funded by small dollar grassroots donors across the country. Our average contribution.
No billionaires.
No billionaires. It is all individuals. Over a million folks that have chipped in an average of $16 that allows us to do the work to boost turnout in communities.
When you look at what's transpiring and you hear about all the money in politics and the big money donors and, you're up against, you're climbing this mountain, but it takes a bunch of ants, right? Enough ants can, if they get into the tusk, into the trunk of an elephant or in the ears of an elephant, they can bring the elephant down. If enough people give $16, you can really make some movement, right?
Yeah. We'll be spending $30 million on, having people help get out the vote across the country this year. If they do our postcard program, they're providing the stamp. So that's a huge contribution on their part. For our canvassing program, what we're doing is taking that money that we've raised and putting it into states like Wisconsin and having folks who may not have the time to volunteer, get paid through our program to do that important work.
You guys have some street cred. You've been successful at this for a while, right? People don't, when people win these elections, nobody looks and sees, well, who did what? But you guys can brag about some things, right?
Yeah, we've had over 88 million voter contacts across the country. We've done a lot of research to prove how effective and the actual impact that it has on turning people out to vote. So our canvassing program can increase turnout by an average of about 10 percentage points, 10.4 percentage points. We know that our postcards are going to add well over 130,000 votes across the country this year, which is three times as many as decided the presidential election in 2020. So we're proud of that.
When you stop and pause and just think about why the other side is so adamant on defeating President Biden and Democrats? And does it give you pause sometimes as you guys move around, especially now the state of Wisconsin, which is a strongly purple state, that people, you know, what people are thinking of? And, you know, I had a guy on earlier. He's one of the patriotic billionaires. He's a group of, you know, very wealthy people who kind of think that what is happening and is not right in this country, and the wealthier should be paying their fair share. When you move around a state like Wisconsin, where there's this divide between rural and urban, can you discern, you know, what's at the root of that?
Oh, well, at the root of the division is those right-wing billionaires that care about making sure that everything goes to them, trying to divide working people. And they would love nothing more than to turn people in rural America against folks in cities like Milwaukee, to make it think that those folks over there are the problem. And that's what they've been doing for 40 yeah. years, if not far longer.
Right.
And when we highlight that and say, you know, the Democrats are the ones that are fighting for working families. It doesn't matter whether they're dairy farmers in La Crosse or, you know, a family working hard, public school teacher in Milwaukee is, you know, we are the party of the working class that wants to make sure that the wealthy pay their fair share. But because we need investments in our schools, in healthcare, in affordable housing, in early child care, all of the things that people care about that are popular. So when we highlight that, and when we do the work, and when we message about those values to our friends and our families, we win, and we have won.
You know, I sometimes wonder, because you guys are still active throughout, you know, the entire year, whether it's an election or not. How important is that we keep people engaged, you know, outside of every 4 years? How important is it?
If nothing could be more important. If you only show up and talk to voters the week before the election and say, we're here again, we need you to vote now. There's a lot of people that you've just lost them in terms of that. You know, so we need to be talking about these values in our lives all the time. I mean, if people don't have to follow politics all the time, but they, you know, when some of their friends and their family do, and they tell them what's up and what's going on. But you know, we build relationships across, you know, the full 2 year cycle with community leaders, and making sure that we're hearing where they're coming from, and that we're supporting sort of the work that they're doing. Because you know, we have to bring people along for that journey and really, make sure that we're getting the message out there.
You know, Reed, if I haven't, if there's one thing I've learned in doing, you know, radio, especially talking about politics, what happens is there are people who get turned off out of talking about politics again. And I don't want to get involved in that. I don't, you know, many people just don't understand it, and it bothers them that this thing called politics and elections happen. And because in many instances, they don't see some of the things that are going on and the differences. I personally, I can see what has happened under Joe Biden and the Democrats as it relates to many different things. But in my own community, the sewers that haven't been replaced in over 100 years of a city the size of Milwaukee are being replaced. That didn't happen under Donald Trump, right? The streets that are being repaved, the airports that are being reconstructed, the bridges that are being reconstructed. You know, how can we not see that, sir?
You know, and that's why when we have these conversations, it works, because it is so easy to just burn something down and say, you know, nothing good is happening, and for that cynicism to spread. But when we talk about the fight and the values and sort of what we're doing to bring down, you know, prescription drug costs,
right,
to fix potholes, you know, people don't want to think about politics because it's out there. It's not connected to them. It's two people that are fighting that have nothing to do with them. But it's not about Donald Trump or Joe Biden. It's about the future that we want in our communities. So we always have to bring it home to, you know, what matters to people in their lives, because politics is about all of the things from affordable housing to making sure that your kids have a place to drop them off when they're young, and you want to get to your job without having to not have a place for childcare. So, I mean, everybody cares about the issues of politics, and it's about starting with that.
You know, healthcare, all these, and I understand people are upset. Inflation has been ravaging the American people. But what many of them fail to understand is it's also ravishing the people in Italy, in Paris, mm-hmm, you know, in Germany, you know, in Africa, you know, in Russia. It's global. And so if you don't know any better, you listen to a guy like Donald Trump and he'll say, well, inflation is killing us because of Joe Biden. And unfortunately, there are people who don't pay attention to things, read. And so these things that are hurting them, they've been attributed to Joe Biden. And if you don't know any better, you know, one guy stands up and yells from the mountaintop that look at what he's done to you. But at the same time, if you don't know any better, you should be asking that same guy who's hollering from the mountaintop, aren't you the guy who gave all those major tax cuts to the billionaires that helped create
that
bigger,
I was going to say, if people don't want their grocery bills to be high, then we got to make sure there are people to pick those fruits and vegetables. And from Trump's immigration policy to the tariffs he wants to put, those will add to prices. And I think that's a story that we just have to tell people.
All right. Hang on the phone lines. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm joined by Mr. Reed McCollum with Progressive Turnout Forward Project. 844-967-2789 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Put him on his bike right away. See if he can get my message through. Paid it tomorrow, but mail it right away. I want the girl to know that I missed her. Something like yesterday. Send a telegram, send a telegram.
Eagle 1490 AM. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ+ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Mr. Reed McCallum has been my guest, and Reed, I'm really enjoying our conversation. Clearly, as we move closer to this election, I'll be bringing you back if you'll accept the invitation.
Absolutely.
I think it's important that we have people like you and your organization and the role that they play. You guys aren't on television, so we don't get to see you in those bright lights. I think it's important that we use the vehicle that we have, this media conglomerate that is civic media, to get the message out. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, Mike, welcome back. You say what, sir?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, I appreciate it. First of all, you know, and Reed, thank you and all others that are participating in the process. Thanks for, you know, donating your time and your energy and your focus, because that's what it takes. You were talking, Earl, in the last segment about the water project and some of the public works,
right,
projects that are going on up around Milwaukee. Well, you know, we've been watching the infrastructure of America, especially American cities, but really all across America, the neglect. Although we know that, you know, the most important thing that we can do is maintain projects. Otherwise, they get very expensive later. You know, cheap can get expensive, as they say. But what we've been witnessing is austerity economics by and large since the Reagan Revolution. And we've witnessed the infrastructure neglect all across our nation. At the same time, we've seen the budget just explode into now $30 trillion deficit. The need to be able to have sit-down conversations at the coffee table or kitchen table with our neighbors, with our friends, with our circles of influence, it's required in a republic. We need to somehow get to the point where it's not a toxic, but it's a welcome conversation about our future and the steps that we can do to make the future better for everybody. So, again, Reed, thank you, and thank all others that are donating their time and money and everything else in order to participate in the process, because we need much more of the same going forward.
Hey, Mike, thank you as always for those great words. You know, Reed, it is a turning point in this nation. And let's not kid ourselves. We are at a point in our nation where the direction that it goes the historians will be saying for, you know, decades to come. This is the turning point of the nation. This may be when democracy came to an end. Is it safe to say that?
It is very possible. I mean, I think that what I like to reinforce is that we control that destiny, and that, you know, we can fix democracy and make it work for everybody. And when people get overwhelmed by the consequences and the fear, it can cause people to sort of shut down and tune it out because people got enough stress in their lives. But what people may not realize is that taking control and taking action and being part of the solution is empowering, and it makes you feel pretty good to go out and do something.
Yeah. And again, before we get out of here, how can people get in touch? What is the process if they want to, you know, lend their, you know, their hand to this?
The best place for our programs is to go to our website, turnoutpack.org, which there's no K in PAC, turnoutpack.org. And then you can find our programs. There's a link to get involved. And we'll be doing those programs in Wisconsin. And, you know, whether it's volunteering and writing postcards or learning more about actually getting paid to knock doors in the community around your schedule in the fall, you know, it's important. And hopefully people can find something that works for them to be part of that solution. And if not, just talk to your friends and family about these issues and about the infrastructure work and about, you know, how costs are going to go up if Republicans put their policies in place.
Hey, Reed, thank you very much, my friend. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah. So, Calvin, how can Reed get a copy of this, or where can he go to hear this?
Yeah. So you can always find the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. It will also be on our website under civicmedia.us/shows.
All right, Reed. Thank you very much, man. Until the next time.
Thanks so much, Earl. Have a good one.
You too. Keep up the good work. So, you know, once again, you know, it's a Motown Monday, and, you know, we covered an awful lot of things. And I'll tell you, you know, the more I see what's happening and the clearer things become, the more critically important it is that in this role that I'm playing, that I bring people like Reed McCallum and you know, Morris Pearl from the Patriotic Millionaires, you know, to you, the listening audience. This is not about self-aggrandizement. It's not about me. You know, I don't want people to think that I'm somebody more than I really am. But you need to know that there are people out here who are doing things that are beneficial to you and your family and your lives. And we're going to do that every chance we get. Up next, Jane Matinier on air, and Greg Bach. You've been tuned into a Motown Monday. Thank you, Calvin, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse,
This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.